In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, we have two feasts at the same time. The Synaxis of the 12 Apostles, those chosen by our Lord to be His messengers, to spread the gospel throughout the world, and we also have all of the saints. Throughout the ages, all of them commemorated today, the synaxis of every saint who has ever existed, many of which we know their names, we see them in the icons, but many, many who we do not. And I want to take the opportunity today to focus on the apostolic foundation of the church. For in the Gospel that we read, and in other parts of the Gospel, we see these accounts where Christ gives to the apostles something that had not existed before. He gives Himself to them. His authority, His power, and Himself as the shepherd of the flock. This is what He gives to the apostles. Here in the gospel that we've heard, He focuses on the authority to preach, to teach, and to bring in the harvest, and also in the power to cast out demons, to heal the sick. This is what He gave to His apostles. Our faith, our Orthodox faith, is an apostolic faith. We say it in the creed. It's one of the markers of the church. That we follow in the line of the apostles, one holy Catholic and apostolic church. But to have an apostolic faith has some components that I want to unpack. Yes, it's the succession, the laying on of hands, the record of that, but it's not just that. It's important, but it's not just that. It's that we hold to that apostolic deposit that we call holy tradition. Our Lord had words to say to the chief of the apostles, who alongside the other chief of the apostles, Paul, that we commemorated yesterday, He said that upon this rock I will build my church. He said this to Peter, whose name means rock, after he made a confession of faith. This rock is the rock, this confession that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of the living God. That's the rock. That confessional part, upon pronounced from Peter's lips, is where Christ builds His church. And He gives that to every single one who confesses and receives through the apostles the authority of the church to shepherd, to guide, to be the power to heal the sick. And alongside that confession, our Lord gave a promise. That the gates of Hades cannot prevail against His church. So Peter is the chief, but he has the same light as all of the apostles. Every bishop, we could say, in our Orthodox stance, is that every bishop has the same thing that Peter has by virtue of their ordination. So we have a lineage. Peter was probably there at every single one of those first generation of bishops. He was there when all the apostles were there, and they received these words from our Lord to go out to bring in the harvest, to preach and to teach. And every early church attestation, every time that it's accounted for in the earliest times, we see Peter present among the first generation of bishops. But we also have a faith that they taught and handed on. Our Orthodox bishops, they hold the faith that Peter proclaimed and received that proclamation that upon this I will build my church, and it will have this promise. So every bishop, when they rightly divide the word of the truth, they are in the line of Peter and his proclamation. This is why in the feast from yesterday and today with all of the apostles, we hold them up as pillars. We hold them up as the foundation stones upon which Christ says that he builds his church. Paul is the light to the Gentiles because he spreads the same very light that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of the living God to all of those who did not have the same preparation of the people of Israel. And they were bestowed by the Lord to bring in the harvest of souls from among the Gentiles and among the people who were under the law, to give them the giver of light and bestow upon them the authority that Christ gave. It comes through the apostles. So our apostolic heritage, our apostolic succession upon which this church, the Orthodox Church, and this parish, St. Athanasius, it is what we call a synodal one. It is not contained in just a single seat passed on through one locale. No, we have a lineage of a laying on of hands and the handing on of the faith once delivered to all of the apostles. Peter might be the chief, but he had the greatest responsibility in love to keep that, to pass it on, to work with all of the other apostles. It was his role and responsibility shared by all of the bishops together under the archepiscopate, the archbishopric, if you will, of Jesus Christ himself. And they were set apart to oversee and participate in Christ's office over the church. All the bishops keep each other accountable for the faith delivered and of the shepherding of the faithful. This might be hard to imagine, but let me give an example. When a bishop and hands are laid upon him to be made a bishop, a man is found worthy of that ordination, that setting apart. There are many bishops present. At least three of them, the canons say, need to be there laying their hands on it. We have there an image of the passing on of the faith of all into this man. It is a multiplying and ascending out, not merely taking one thing and handing it on. The image of the baton is a good one when we're talking simply about the handing on of the faith, but it's more like we've made the same exact copy each and every time that a baton is handed on. Now I have the wholeness of this faith. When I was baptized, I was given the wholeness of this faith. Not, you no longer have it, but I have the wholeness as well. And this happens with each and every ordination for a bishop. One person is not divested of what they held before. No, this person is given all and total in the great mystery of how Christ works and passes on his promise and the apostolicity that he gave. So what is it that the apostles have? What is it that the church is founded on? I mentioned it at the beginning. They're given apostolic authority to gather in the harvest for the Lord. And the Lord chose 12 disciples. And he made apostles later also of Matthias, who added and completed the 12, and of Paul, who went out to the Gentiles and brought in that great number of that harvest. The apostles have authority and power, and we hear in this scripture, over demons, over death, and over sickness and corruption itself. Because our Lord breathed upon them and gave them the Holy Spirit, gave them the power to bind and remit, gave them all that we need for our salvation. So in that degree, the church is built upon the apostles. The apostles also preach so that those who have not heard of the kingdom of heaven and the great things of God, they come to know them. But they didn't begin to know and were able to do this until the descent of the Holy Spirit that we have just celebrated a week ago. They became illumined by the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit gave them the words to give the gospel and to pass on so that others may desire the kingdom of heaven and strive and struggle. The apostles gave that and planted those seeds. And every bishop continues, every priest, Every person baptized has a measure of this as well. And the apostles, and this is what makes them have a unique role and responsibility, is to be and share in the shepherding of Christ's flock. They are to be compassionate shepherds. The gospel opens up with our Lord looking upon a crowd and seeing that they are lost sheep. They are sheep without a shepherd. And so what does he do? He chooses these 12 and he sends them out to give and to share in Christ's authority over demons, death, and corruption. And that's how they become shepherds of the flock. He made disciples so that they could give Christ to them. They could give himself to them. And today this continues in the dissemination, the giving of the sacraments into every single person. So today the church, we remember those men who became the foundation stones. Each of us Orthodox Christians has the authority given to us by Jesus Christ, and it flows from him. Yes, the bishops have a great responsibility in their ordained role, stemming from the declaration that Peter gave. However, each of us also has a role to fight the demons for ourselves by the virtue and authority of Christ, to conquer death by his victory that we get from the church. We overcome corruption and its control of our life. Each of you can live in the kingdom of heaven and offer and invite into that very kingdom that surrounds us this day. Each of us prepares to receive Christ offered in the sacraments and shepherds, to a degree, our soul to be attending to Christ. In each and every way, we are the church. And so we also have a measure of that apostolicity. We do these things because the apostles handed them on to us and gave them in full. Each of us is the church in a certain sense because we are in the church that Christ founded and builds the foundation stones from the apostles. The apostolic faith and the very characteristic of our apostolic faith is that it is a gift, and that we work out our salvation in the secure knowledge that this is what Christ gave to us. So if we stay with the apostles and receive what they gave without change, the gates of hell cannot prevail in you. This is the beauty of the apostolicity that we rest in. In that promise, we work every day and in every moment to deepen the victory of Christ and the authority of Christ bestowed upon the apostles within my very self. In Christ, there is victory. And let us always stay with Christ, one, holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. Then all else, above all else, we'll be moving from victory to victory in the life of the Spirit. This is the gift that we have in the apostles, the synaxis, the gathering of all the apostles together on this day that we celebrate each and every one. They gave their life to Christ, and they, by the laying on of hands, gave it to others, and by extension to each and every Orthodox Christian in this room. We have the authority of Christ conquer demons, death, and corruption, to preach the kingdom to the world out and around us and invite them into the kingdom so that the priests and the bishops can bring them into that very life that you know. And the apostles became compassionate shepherds. And to agree, we all are shepherds, at least of our soul, to guide it toward Christ when it goes astray, to bring it back into the fold. And in this, each and every one of us works out our salvation. This is the gift that Christ has given us. So let us remember, let us honor and extol these 12 this day and all of the saints on this day. This is what they did. This is how they lived their life. And by Christ's grace, we grow in that as well. May it be bestowed on each and every one of us. Amen.